National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Liam O'Connell. The Prime Minister will be among those marching in rallies against domestic violence across the country today. The third day of marches will encompass major cities including Brisbane and Canberra, as well as several regional centres. The Attorney General has conceded more needs to be done at a legal level to stamp out domestic violence, but has ruled out a Royal Commission. The CEO of Full Stop Australia, Karen Bevan, has told Sky changing the messaging around gender violence to children is possible and necessary.
It's absolutely about building autonomy in small children and then changing our message and growing our message with children so that we start to understand that if we teach kids that their body is theirs, you know, we start the conversation about consent.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732. International mediators say a land invasion of Rafah could be halted if Hamas agrees to release the remaining Israeli hostages. Discussions between Qatar, Israel, Hamas, Egypt and the US are continuing, and the possibility of a ceasefire has been repeatedly raised. Speaking to Israeli television, the country's foreign minister has confirmed if they reach a deal, they will suspend preparations to invade the southern Gaza city. Hamas has also released a video of two of the hostages being held underground in Gaza, depicting them asking for a ceasefire. Two people have died following a glider airplane crash in Victoria's north. Emergency services were called to Mount Beauty near Falls Creek in the Alpine regions around 1:40 p.m. on Saturday afternoon to find two people unresponsive inside the glider. The two people were the only occupants, and the passenger has been identified as 39-year-old Kate Callahan. The Country Fire Authority's Brett Myers says the pilot was a family friend of Ms. Callahan.
Emergency services tried to resuscitate the two occupants of the aircraft, but unfortunately were unsuccessful. Quite a traumatic scene with a number of family and friends that were in attendance at the scene.
$100 million worth of aid is set to come from Australia to assist with Ukraine restocking its arsenal after months of supply shortages. Defence Minister Richard Marles has made the announcement while visiting the country and meeting Ukraine's Prime Minister and Deputy Defence Minister. The money includes $50 million for short-range air defence systems and nearly $30 million for unmanned drones. Petrol prices across the country are surging to new highs, buoyed by reduced oil production and a weaker Australian dollar. Brisbane motorists are paying the most nationwide, average prices sitting around $2.30 a litre. Nationwide, prices have broken the previous average record of $2.17 set in September last year, driven by a near 14% increase in wholesale prices. Analysts say the top of the price cycle has been reached and they should begin to decline from Wednesday. Updating sport, and in rugby league, the Tigers have been wiped out on home ground 34 points to 10 by the Broncos overnight. The Sydney side had consistent issues in defence and managed some play in the first half before deteriorating. Abby Corrissau was taken from the field in the 57th minute with an injury scare, complaining of nerve pain in his back. And in the A-League, Western Sydney have leapfrogged Melbourne Victory by 1 point on the ladder to make it into the top six. The Wanderers staged a 4-3 comeback late in the game, managing to overcome early goals by Melbourne. Coach Marco Rudin will now have to wait for the result of two games this afternoon to confirm his side's entry into the finals.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.